June. Okay, today is the 18th of June, 2012, and we're at the Torrance, California Library, Main Library. And I'm interviewing Harry Ross, and it's about 10:25. Okay. Well, Harry, you want to start and just tell me your name and when and where you were born? We'll start with that.
All right. Name's Harry Ross. I was born Salem, Massachusetts, October 15th, 1943. Mm-hmm. Okay. It was a nice sunny day.
And tell us a little about your family.
Both my parents have deceased. Right. Edward Preston Ross was my father. Mm-hmm. Rose Lillian Ross was my mother. Mm-hmm. I have an older sister, Marilyn Miller, who lives in Framingham, Massachusetts, and a younger brother named David Ross, who lives in Milford, Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. Both married. Both of my siblings are married with children. Okay. I'm married also, have two daughters. I've been married for 30, I don't want to even think about it.
Okay.
But it's been since 70, 73.
Okay.
To the same woman. And I have two daughters.
The same woman, that's the important part. Okay, are any other members of your family, were they in the military?
My brother was served in the National Guard. Mm-hmm. Are you talking immediate?
Well, yeah. Your dad or your grandfather?
No, neither one served. I have uncles that, mm-hmm. matter of fact, I have a first cousin that died in Second World War. Three uncles that served in the Second World War. Mm-hmm. All of them are deceased now.
So how was your life growing up back there in Salem?
It was a middle-class family. It was fine. I moved around in Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. I was born in Salem, lived in Danvers, Chelsea, Dorchester, Boston, and then ended up in Brookline. I graduated Brookline High School in 1961, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's Brookline, not Brooklyn.
No, Brookline.
Okay.
And attended Boston University.
Okay, and did you graduate from Boston, or
no?
What did you do?
I spent 2 years. Mm-hmm. At Boston University as an aeronautics major.
Oh.
And that wasn't what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I went into the Navy full-time.
Oh, okay. Did you do ROTC or any of those?
I was in Air Force ROTC while at Boston University.
Enforced.
Yeah, and that also wasn't for me, but... mm-hmm. I didn't have my head screwed on right then. I wasn't sure what I wanted to do.
Like millions of other
absolutely.
People
you have
that
to
age.
Find your own path.
That's right. So before the military, you were going to school?
School, I worked.
What work did you do?
Well, my family was in a moving business, so I worked on the truck.
Uh-huh.
And that definitely wasn't something that I wanted to do for my rest of my life. And the interesting point, my family, and then we can move on, my family is a very close-knit family. Mm-hmm. And it was easier for me to move 3,000 miles than it was to move 5 miles.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. So that was one of the main reasons for enlisting, for going. I shouldn't say enlisting. When we get in the military, it's a different story.
Right, right. Well, what made you decide to go in the military?
Because I was floundering in school.
Uh-huh.
I didn't want to be in where I was. I had really spent 2.5 years at Boston University.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I wasn't going anyplace. Classes were not to my liking. There were a few interesting enough, but the aeronautics major classes, the hydraulics, the metallurgy, mm-hmm. those classes were not the ones that I liked.
Right. Well, what? Go ahead. Okay. Well, what made you choose the branch that you
well,
had?
Well, interesting enough. Would you please close the door? Thank you. After I had graduated, mm-hmm. my family always had a summer place at the beach.
Mm-hmm. This was from high school?
Or? Yes, uh-huh. And I was at the beach, mm-hmm. at a beach house, and one of the neighbors had worked as an engineer,
uh-huh.
and I don't know the company, but he worked on a contract for the Navy for submarines, for the FBM, the missile firing submarines.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me stories of what he observed when he was working with them, and it was obviously the pictures are always rosier than what they really are, and
mm-hmm.
But it was a seed, and that seed grew,
mm-hmm.
and consequently, when I was started to flounder in school at Boston University. I joined a reserve group, which
mm-hmm.
was a submarine reserve group out of Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I finally made the decision to give up school entirely,
mm-hmm.
then it was easy for me to go active.
Right, right. Okay. And, well, Salem has a rich history of seagoing.
Along with the witches.
Along with the witches, right. So what kind of an adjustment was it when you finally entered? Was it as you expected, or were there things that you had to get used to?
Of course, it's never what you expect.
Mm-hmm.
You're always looking at the rosier sides to everything.
Mm-hmm.
After going through sub school and A school, and you learn a profession,
mm-hmm.
you really know what, you know, you're doing all the lousy duties, you know, the cleaning the bathrooms and all the others, waxing floors and working as a mess cook. But it's not a mess cook. You're the lowest man on the top. You're the one that's cleaning the dishes and peeling the potatoes and all of that. But it gives you appreciation.
Yeah.
To strive to get yourself out of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's what happened.
Okay. So you kind of told me the kind of skills you learned, peeling potatoes, waxing floors.
Yeah. However, in my experience, because I had joined a submarine group
right.
when I was still a reservist, I went down to New London. They sent me down
mm-hmm.
for a 6-week mm-hmm. submarine school.
Mm-hmm.
No one can go on a boat. Honestly, and that's what we called submarines.
Mm-hmm.